here.
Tell me right over there, Mark Helton.
There you go.
Excellent. Good evening, everyone. We will call the September 8th, 2020 Yorkville City Council meeting to order, and we will start with the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Next, I'd like a roll call by the clerk, please.
Oh.
Here.
Transier.
Here.
Milshewski.
Here.
Closure.
Here.
Bunkhauser.
Here.
Breeders.
Here.
Chirulas.
Here.
Peterson.
Yes.
We have a quorum.
Thank you very much. This is the first time in months we've had everyone here. It's awesome. Thank you very much. And I'd like to introduce Michael Costello. Kathy had some conflicts tonight, so Michael's filling in, and he's going to give us excellent, excellent advice. Fantastic advice, if we need any. And if not, that's fine too. Okay, so we have a quorum. I have no amendments to the agenda. No else have any? Perfect. Are there any presentations today? Nice. Do we have a public hearing today? Well, it's even going better. It's fantastic. Are there any citizen comments on the agenda? I will start. Oh, and I got a backup. Oh, no, wait. I don't need to declare this to be a Zoom meeting because everyone's here in person. So we will allow people to comment from the public. First, we'll start with anyone who has comments from here at City Hall. Anyone? Okay. Is there anyone in Zoom land who has any comments on items on the agenda? Well, we're just cruising right along. Excellent. Well, look at this. We have a consent agenda. This, Michael, was a battle that I lost. I finally gave in. And we have minutes of the regular City Council meeting from August 25th, 2020, and bill payments for approval, $174,521.45 to vendors, payroll of $303,320.05 for a total of $477,840.50. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved.
Second.
By Milshewski and Peterson. Siever, we'll get you one of these times. Okay, any comments? We'll do a roll call, please.
Cope?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Bunkhauser?
Yes.
Chirulas?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Closure?
Yes.
Breeders?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Very nice, thank you all. So we have several items for the mayor's report, and of course several items not listed that I always like to add. So the first thing is, and I may have mentioned one of these last time, I don't quite remember the dates, but Mr. Evans' crew has been doing a fantastic job, Scott Slazer's crew. We opened up two new playgrounds in the last couple weeks. We have the new one at Caledonia, and we have the new one at Autumn Creek North, and I've been by both of those already. I rode my bike to one of them, not the other one. But Lisa can ride her bike to one of them. Actually, she can do it to both of them because she's an avid bike rider. But those things turned out fantastic. Tim, do you have anything you want to add?
No, just we hope the community, the residents of Yorkville, get to enjoy the new playgrounds, and thank you to the council for approving them.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you. Next thing I have is, again, school has just started recently, and I want to thank the school district and also the police department. They've been working great together, and I know it's been a challenge for everyone. I know some people's spouses work in the schools, and it's probably been a challenge for them as well. It's going well so far. Let's knock on wood. And I appreciate the opportunity to send my kids to school. So thank you for that. Next thing, just a public service announcement. The bees are getting very bad. They're stinging. I got attacked in my garage, but I ended that bee's life. I wasn't going to get attacked in my own garage and let them get away with it. But just be aware of these are bad. And finally, this is the best part of the non-listed items. The sales tax. We got fantastic news for June numbers, which we just got last week. Fantastic news. But we'll get to that after the break. That'll be part. So kind of holding suspense, just like a TV show. Okay, now we have the items listed. The first item is Proclamation of Constitution Week. Whereas the Constitution of the United States of America, the guardian of our liberties, embodies the principles of limited government and republic dedicated to rule by law, and whereas September 17, 2020, marks the 233rd anniversary of the framing of the Constitution of the United States of America by the Constitutional Convention. And whereas it is fitting and proper to accord official recognition to this magnificent document and its memorable anniversary and to the patriotic celebrations which will commemorate it, and whereas Public Law 915 guarantees the issuing of a proclamation each year by the President of the United States of America designating September 17 through 23 as Constitution Week, now therefore I, John Purcell, by virtue of the authority vested in me as Mayor of the United City of Yorkville, do hereby proclaim the week of September 17 through 23 as Constitution Week and ask our citizens to reaffirm the ideals the framers of the Constitution had in 1787 by vigilantly protecting the freedoms guaranteed to us through this guardian of our liberties, dated this 8th day of September 2020. So, it's item one. Item number two does require council action. So, I would ask for a motion to approve a resolution approving authorized agent to the IMRF, and that's for Rob Fredrickson. Is there a motion? Mr. Culp?
Second.
I heard it over here. Who was it? Mr. Peterson? Excellent. And Rob, are you there?
Yes, I am, Mayor.
Okay. And I realize Rob's your middle name. So, Rob, you want to just give us a brief update on this, please?
Yeah, the resolution before you would meet authorized agent for IMRF, and basically that just means I'd be responsible for the administrative duties surrounding IMRF enrollment termination, and then just being sure that the IMRF proceeds from biweekly payroll ends up with IMRF.
Excellent. Pretty straightforward. Any questions, Mr. Frieders? I'm sorry, if you have a question, just thumbs up. Anyone else? Roll call, please.
Bilshewski?
Yes.
Bumkrauser?
Yes.
Trulis?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Clocher?
Yes.
Readers?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Coke?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Okay, this next one I'll have Bart explain once we get it on the table here. Could I have a motion to approve 2020-69, an ordinance pertaining to the local cure program, which are COVID-19 expenditure reimbursements, and this is for approximately $784,000.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Trulis and Mr. Frieders, very nice. Bart.
Yeah, this is the enrolled ordinance for federal funds that have been sent through the state and now to us for dealing with the pandemic. So things like PPE, cleaning supplies, even some operational changes that we've had to do to the building in order to properly respond to the pandemic should be covered by these funds. There's no obligation to submit for the funds. There's no pre-approval process required. This is basically just allowing us to apply for the funds at a later date.
Questions or comments? Mr. Funkhouse.
My only question is, will we see a detailed outline of what the funds are we're going to have for reimbursement then? Yes, so the way that they are processing the reimbursements, they're doing it on a time basis. The funds actually will expire sort of at the end of the calendar year. So they are asking for reimbursements up through mid-June currently, so you'll be able to see those. And then everything from June to current will be on the bill list just like normal. So we produce a report there. And we do anticipate that there will be a significant amount of funds available to us that we still have to program between current and end of the fiscal year. So we're running through a couple different options as it relates to things like touchless facilities and restrooms, HVAC improvements, things like that. So some of that is still yet to be programmed.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Koch.
Can we use part of the next item, because it was mentioned in there about, can that be included in that?
Probably not. We will ask. We've done a fair amount of research of the frequently asked questions, but things like building improvements that aren't solely responsible or solely a result of the pandemic, plus staff time and all those other things are generally not reimbursable.
Other questions? Roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Yes.
Charulis?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Clocher?
Yes.
Readers?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Koch?
Yes.
Nosuski?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Next, we have an ordinance authorizing the first amendment to the annual budget for the fiscal year commencing May 1st, 2020 and ending on April 30th, 2021 and regarding the old jail payout recommendation. And this is for, is this tip number one?
This is tip two.
It's tip two. Okay. So I would like to get a motion and then we can explain this.
Second.
Nosuski and was it Peterson? I can't tell who's moving their lips. Okay, who's going to explain this? Bart or Rob?
Yeah, I can take a description of it. Rob has prepared the budget materials, which is the action item that you're voting on tonight. Eric has prepared the operational and construction materials for the improvements to the jail building. As part of our TIF redevelopment agreement for the jail building, we committed to either build the water and sewer service and the electrical service into the building or pay out an equivalent amount to the developer. We took a look at our current operational needs as a result of being short-staffed because we didn't hire part-time people, the tornado that happened a couple weeks ago, the amount of brush pickup that we've had this year, and the fact that inspections are up as well, so we don't have Pete Rados, who can complete some of these items himself, available to us. So rather than delay those projects and do it in-house, potentially at a cost overrun once you factor in staff time, the recommendation is to pay it out instead. So to do that, our maximum outlay is $15,000 for water and sewer, and then $5,000 for the electrical service. There is a check and balance on that. The contractor does have to give us three quotes. And then we can pay the lesser of those if it's less than the maximum amount allowed. So that's the budget amendment that's in front of you would allow us to pay out up to $15,000 for the electric, or for the water and sewer, and $5,000 for the electric.
And the amendment is required because we did not have this much on our expenditure side, correct?
Correct. And we had no idea what the timing was. We actually thought that it was going to occur last year. I think it's supposed to be completed by March 2020. Obviously, things have been a little delayed in the past few months. So, yeah, when we did the budget, we didn't know timing of what we were doing.
Questions? Mr. Cole.
Just one. So, Eric mentioned in there about some things, even depending on how it turns out, it could be more. They won't come back and ask us for more money, right?
Correct. Our financial outlay is limited to the maximum amounts that I mentioned, $15,000 to $5,000.
Other questions? Mr. Funkhauser.
So the three estimates, if they come in and they're over the 50 or the other, that's on them. They have to deal with that. We have a gap. We're set up a gap.
Yeah.
And this, they're on their timeline now in terms of securing those. They can't pressure us to get it done. So everything is now in their hands to get this project completed.
Yes.
Okay.
Other questions or comments? Mr. Transier.
Are these the last of the services that the city would be obligated to pay for if they choose not to do them, or would they be more down the road?
Yes. There are obligations for the city still yet to be performed, including creation of a few parking spaces on adjacent properties. And then there are still financial incentives that will be paid out as they complete portions of the building. But this is the last either-or proposition.
Thank you, Mark.
Any other questions? And because, just a point of order, because this is a budget amendment, it does require six votes. Six yes votes. I guess if six people vote, no one passed. But six yes votes. Okay, any further questions? Roll call, please.
Chirulis?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Clocher?
Yes.
Breeders?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Koch?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Bunkhauser?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Okay, next and last for the first mayor's report, we have an ordinance 2020-71 approving a settlement and judgment order in the matter of the Fox Valley Family YMCA Inc. versus United City of Yorkville. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved. Second.
By Clocher, correct? And Chirulis. Thank you. Discussion. Hearing none, roll call, please.
Transier?
Yes.
Clocher?
Yes.
Breeders?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Koch?
Yes.
Milshewski?
No.
Bunkhauser?
No.
Chirulis?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. That's the end of my first report. Get a long ways to go before 10 o'clock. Okay, Public Works Committee report. Do we have anything? No, looks like we don't. Okay, excellent. Economic, usually I read those for you, so you're like, what are you asking me for? Economic Development Committee.
No report.
Nothing about chickens?
Not yet.
Not coming home to roost yet? Okay. So, Public Safety Committee.
Other than having a really good report, once again, from the chief going through his programs, and he's really presenting some informative information as far as I'm concerned, and I think the committee would agree with that. We're very pleased.
Excellent. Thank you. I appreciate that. And I know the chief does, too. Admin committee report?
No report.
Park board, anything from the park board, Tim?
No report, Mr. Mayor.
Planning and zoning commission, nothing there. Is that correct? Where's Christy? Is she there? Oh, there. I missed the 4 months. So do we have anything you want to talk about?
Not this month.
Okay, that's fine. And I know all the department heads missed me at 4 o'clock. I apologize. You probably had a short meeting. I know that bothered you, but I apologize. I just do. Now, we're at a city council report. And I think this next one is Mr. Funkhauser. Did you want to make this motion?
Yes, I will make the motion if you don't mind, Mayor.
I don't mind at all.
All right. Make a motion to approve a resolution recognizing and affirming support for the United City of Yorkville Police Department and authorize the mayor and city clerks to execute.
Second.
And Mr. Funkhauser, do you want to read that? Do you have it in front of you?
I do have it in front of you. A resolution of the United City of Yorkville, Kendall County, Illinois, recognizing and affirming support for the United City of Yorkville Police Department. Whereas the United City of Yorkville has a rich history of collaboration and coming together, as demonstrated by the meeting of the villages of Yorkville and Bristol in 1957. Whereas law and order exist within the community based upon collaboration between the residents and its law enforcement men and women sworn to serve the community. Whereas the Yorkville Police Department employs sworn and civilian staff comprised of educated and highly trained individuals that are committed to the standards of law enforcement profession, the highest ethics and expectations of the community. Whereas in service to the community, the officers of the Yorkville Police Department strive to create relationships with residents and connect to the community through the interactions of our school resource officer, participating in neighborhood activities, and being part of the community they serve. Whereas recently three officers of the Yorkville Police Department were recognized at the 35th Annual Respect for Law Banquet for Investigator of the Year, a life-saving award, and a nomination for Officer of the Year. Whereas the Yorkville Police Department regularly reviews, updates, and implements policies, procedures, and training in accordance with state, local, state, and federal laws and best practices of law enforcement. Whereas the United States of Yorkville City Council and the Yorkville Police Department will uphold the right of the people to peaceably assemble to express their freedom of speech, as has happened several times this summer without incident. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Mayor and City Council of the United City of Yorkville, remain steadfast in our support and for the men and women sworn to protect our community, reducing crime all the while not placing the public in danger. Now, therefore, be it further resolved by the Mayor and City Council of the United City of Yorkville, our unwavering in our appreciation for and stand behind our officers who in their civic service risk their lives and risk bodily harm in order to protect and maintain order for our community. To not publicly acknowledge support for our police department would be akin to supporting movements against our dedicated and professional men and women in the blue. Passed by the City Council of the United City of Yorkville, Kendall County, this 8th day of September 2020.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. It's been read. Any discussion? Mr. Frieders.
Just to kind of clarify, that last sentence I do not agree with at all. To not publicly acknowledge support for our police department would be akin to supporting movements and are dedicated to professional men and women in the group. I disagree. I think you guys do an amazing job, and I think I've told you that more often than I haven't. I think two things can coexist at one time. One is appreciation for the officers we currently have and the work that they're doing. And the other is making sure that we uphold the things that we do as a community. And it's okay to hold police to a higher standard than they have been. So I agree with everything, but I think that last sentence is it's a little bit smarmy in my opinion, because it says you have to be this way or that way. I'm sorry, I'm both. I support good cops, and I want the bad ones to get weeded out. So that's my commentary.
Thank you for your comments. Other comments? Mr. Trantier.
I think it's important one of the paragraphs also recognizes our obligation as this council to support the men and people to peacefully assemble and address their grievances against governments as long as they do it without violating the law. Furthermore, with your resolution at the start of this meeting, I'm recognizing constitutionally, I think it's very important that we all here support every American's right to free speech and free assembly. And I know the police department did a fabulous job that over the summer on multiple occasions, so I think we should recognize that.
Thank you. Terrellis.
Me, the old guy in the group here, I have a little bit of information that I'd like to share with the group. I had a very good friend, now deceased, who actually was a mentor, was head of the criminology department at a major university in the state. He was also a consultant to the Chinese government, training Chinese police in police tactics. He did this twice a year on a trip to China each time. When he came back, he would give me stories of how the Chinese police dealt with criminals, or in the case, I think, of some people in China, just purely innocent people. But I think from the things he told me, from the way the police dealt with subjects in China, that people in America should be extremely happy with the police that they have in this country at this point in time. You can't imagine the things that some past knowledge with a good friend and someone who I think was very well respected in the criminal justice community in this country.
Thank you for your comments. Others? Mr. Cole.
I support our police 100%, and some of the things that are mentioned here, I support that as well, but I like the idea that I go to bed at night and know that I'm protected. If I need them, they'll be there, and some towns don't have that right now.
Other comments? Roll call, please.
Closure?
Yes.
Readers?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Koch?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Buckhauser?
Yes.
Chirulas?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Other items from the City Council. Mr. Friedrich.
Tuesday started Suicide Prevention Week last week. As most of you know, the National Suicide Prevention and Action Month proclamation that's been sponsored by the City of Yorkville since its inception in 2017, essentially stopped all outreach as of March 13th, 2020 because of the obvious global pandemic. But today, Aurora adopted the proclamation at 5 o'clock at their City Council meeting. Tomorrow is the City of Elgin. I have an updated list on the Hope of the Day page as well as the National Suicide Prevention Action Month proclamation page. We've got some pretty exciting things happening to further heighten the conversation about mental health and suicide prevention. On Thursday, there's a couple of musicians that are pretty globally known that will be releasing a song that is essentially the slogan that I normally wear on my chest when I'm not wearing a shirt that says talk about suicide. I'll leave that to the media to figure out. Rather than making this about my organization, I want to make it more about the topic of suicide prevention. So the National Suicide Prevention Month has always been kind of geared towards heightening the conversation around mental health and proactive prevention. Hope for the Day and myself are working towards making this conversation more of a year-round topic. I'd like to thank Chief Jensen for supporting the ribbons this month to support suicide prevention. And as I said, we've got 51 cities, 2 counties, and 16 different states, which equals 2.5 million residents that are potentially impacted by their local elected officials discussing suicide from an official capacity. Starting this Thursday and running through Sunday, we are running a promotion called Smash the Stigma with 17 restaurants from the suburbs, Chicago, as well as one brewery from Des Moines, to actually talk about suicide within their restaurants. Here in Yorkville, Rowdy's will be hosting a burger called the Semicolon, which, if you've never seen my tattoo, is basically a point where the story could end with a period, but the author chooses to continue. I'm incredibly impressed with how Rowdy's has kind of taken the topic and crafted something that they are going to be talking about suicide and mental health with their audience, with their customers, with their community. And as someone who has been eating at Rowdy's since they opened, you don't always get the idea that they are civic-minded, that they care about their fellow man. They're bad people, but they don't really highlight a lot of the organizations that are doing amazing things in the community, at least as far as how I've normally paid attention. But the way that they've been receptive, not only to this topic, but also to the other things, like they raise money for organizations with dogs, and they have a lot of events down at SOBs. But Rowdy's in Yorkville from Thursday to Sunday will be selling a burger called the Semicolon. I encourage all of my friends here in Yorkville and the surrounding areas to visit them, as well as Gillerson's Grubbery in Aurora, Craft Urban in Geneva, Barrel and Rye in Geneva, Burger Local in Geneva, Burger Social in Wheaton, Makes and Mash in Glendale, Barntown Brewing in Des Moines, Iowa, if you can get out that way, Old Irving Brewing in Chicago, Middlebrow Brewing in Chicago, The Fountainhead in Chicago, Caden's Kitchen in Downers Grove, and The Foxtail in Downers Grove. I think I hit everyone. Let me just make sure I didn't screw this up. And Lodi Tap House in Maple Park, Lodi Tap House in Utica, and Obscurity Brewing in Mead in Elbert. So you have a whole bunch of local independent businesses that are talking about mental health and suicide prevention from Thursday to Sunday to highlight the fact that we never talk about this stuff. So we're going to start talking about it. And thanks to Yorkville for being the catalyst to get this vote. So thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I appreciate your updates. Any other members of City Council? City Clerk report?
No report.
Community liaison reports, any? Nothing we need to talk about from ChemCom yet?
I can provide an update.
It's entirely up to you.
past month. There are a couple of things that they're working through, and some that we know about. You know, they're still continuing the expansion on the radio tower, those kind of things, internal radio. But the one thing that has come up that they are researching and looking into is license plate readers for Kencom. So it'd be a system that would read the plates and feed data back. Some of the fire departments are looking at this as being an opportunity, and so it's gone through committee and it's being discussed as an option. It would be funded by Kencom potentially, similar to how we get funded with radios. So this is something that I had requested to be discussed, but was declined to bring up the agenda for this month. So in 3 more months, it will be discussed. Hopefully they have some more information and be brought forward. So as the information comes to light, I'll be updating the council and seeing what the opinions are on the system of that type to be potentially implemented.
Thank you. Other community or liaison reports? Staff reports?
No reports.
And now, as Paul Harvey would say, the rest of the story. Okay, we had some good news from our June sales tax reports. Remember, our sales tax are 3 months in arrears. The business is paying them a month later, and by the time the state processes everything, it's another month and a half before they get to us. But Bart, you want to take this one over?
Sure.
You're the senior member here, I think, so, or Jackie, but you probably know more about this than she does. But Bart, being the senior member, he has some excellent news, and let's keep our fingers crossed and keeps going. Go ahead, Bart.
Yeah, our June consumer sales were unexpectedly high. We were up 11% year over year. $315,000 in regular sales tax in 1 month is actually our highest month ever. So we usually have two peaks through the year, one December for Christmas, and then June, which is the first month of summer. So we won't know the business level data for a couple months to figure out if we can come up with a reason for that. Rob and I have talked, it could just be that people in town or people in the surrounding areas are doing okay relatively and spending their money in town. It could be that they're doing that because they're not going on vacation, so they have other disposable income. And then the other solution or explanation we've come up with potentially is that more online retailers are making the transition to collecting local sales tax earlier than they're required to. So one of the trigger points that we remember from the budget memo is going to occur on July 1st, where more online retailers are going to have to collect local sales tax and then submit it to us. So it's possible that some of them, you know, that already have compliance in other states have decided to do it early. So hopefully we'll be able to explain that. So the other side of the coin on sales tax, that was the regular sales tax, which has been, you know, pretty good for the past several months, is that the non-mobile sales tax, so this is the one authorized by referendum, doesn't apply to groceries and medicine and things like that, was only down 2% year over year. So that is the one that regionally is usually down 20, 30, 40%. In Yorkville, it's about 10, 15, 20, 25% year over year. It was only down 2%. So even that is within the realm of variance we would expect from a year-to-year number. So can't explain it yet, but you know, we're racking up, I think, more okay months and good months than bad ones at this point. So just very good.
Excellent, excellent. That's very good. Questions for Bart? Now, the one thing I've told you all this throughout with every meeting, but and I wish we could do more for some of the other businesses, but the ones we have helped, the restaurants and bars in particular, I hear good things about the outdoor seating. People are just ecstatic about it. The residents love it. The businesses love it. And I hear compliments all the time. So you all, I appreciate what you've done. You should be commended because I hear compliments all the time from these businesses. And they're just excited that we extended it through next year or however long it's going to be. So I do want to say thank you all for that because they really do appreciate it. In fact, one restaurant owner told me, and we knock on wood on some of these things, that because there have been some tighter restrictions in some of the surrounding counties to the east, that they're picking up business from Plainfield, because part of Plainfield is Will County. They're picking up some customers coming over here because you can't sit indoors here. So, knock on wood. But thank you all. I appreciate it. It's been surprisingly good the last couple months. So thank you. Not saying we have a long way to go, but it's better than what we anticipated. So thank you. Okay, additional business. Jackie, do you have anything? You had something last time. Okay. Anyone else? Okay. Citizen, I hear rain again, I think. Do I hear rain? Maybe the fan's blowing. Okay. Anyway, citizen comments, any citizen comments here? No citizens who walked in? Wait. Bart?
There may be one online.
There may be what?
One online.
Okay. Well, none in person here or in house. Are there any citizen comments for people in Zoom land, as I call it? None? Okay. Well, I was going to go on in about a 2.5 hour executive session, but I really have no updates, unfortunately, or fortunately. So, unless anyone's upset, I'll look for a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Mr. Feeders, Mr. Cope, all in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much. Have a good evening. Michael? Sorry about that. Nothing exciting for you.
There was somebody that popped in halfway through, so I didn't know if they were going to...